Finance with Scott Haywood.
At 19 minutes to 7, the finance guru is here. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning to you, Gareth. When the RBA meet, which is the first Tuesday of every month, which is next Tuesday, it goes for about 4 to 5 hours, and they announce the announcement around about 12:30 per time. When the US Federal Reserve meet, they meet for nearly 2.5 days. So they've started meeting our time, well, their time last night, and they don't release a statement until their time tomorrow night. So a 2.5 day, I mean, that'd be pretty tough going through the pandemic, I reckon, when you're talking about the economy. But anyway, US share market was slightly lower last night. They will obviously come off some highs on Monday night our time. The NASDAQ was probably the more significant faller, falling 1.4% last night, but that has done particularly well with Apple touching on all-time highs on Monday night. And our share market set for a loss this morning at the open of around about 30 points as investors shifted from to less risky assets such as utilities, households, and Facebook, and personal goods, and moved away from Facebook and Apple shares last night.
Okay, the stock to watch today, Scotty?
And in light of what happened last night in the US, I've also gone less risky and defensive. So the 6PR breakfast hashtag, the stock to watch, is BWP Trust. Obviously, you would know this because the majority of its properties it owns is Bunnings Warehouse Properties, tenanted by the Bunnings Group, which is a subsidiary of Wesfarmers. The BWP Trust is an unlisted responsible entity and manages commercial real estate right throughout Australia. Last traded at $4.16, 52-week high of $4.59 and low of $3.75. Very tight level of volatility, but it does deliver a yield of more than 4% that does attract investors, particularly retirees. So the hashtag 6PR breakfast stock to watch today is BWP Trust, stock code BWP. Last trade at $4.16. Expect a weaker open to our market in about an hour and 17 minutes time.
Good on you, Scotty. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gareth.